Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Christine from Cincinnati.
Hey, Christine, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are things in Cincinnati?
A little cold, but little probably cold. Not as cold as Chicago.
Yes, that's true. We take pride in that. So do you do something amusing with livestock of any kind? Because that's what we're hoping for.
I don't. I'm in grad school, although there are lots of animals here.
There you go. Grad school for what?
I'm getting two masters, one in art education and the other in fine arts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, the arts are a growth industry.
Right. I'm headed for a lucrative career, no
Absolutely.
Doubt.
Absolutely. As an artist. Well, welcome to our show, Christine. Carl Castle, right here, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here's your first limerick.
Oil tankers have been in the news. It's a cargo that pirates can use. Our slick shuffleboard set is their best booty yet. But the pirates cannot catch our...
Cruise?
Yes! It's like something out of a very special episode of The Love Boat. On Monday, pirates tried to attack a 30,000-ton luxury cruise ship filled with Americans off the coast of Yemen. They came within 300 yards. They shot off rifles, but they underestimated the resourcefulness of the crew. They accelerated the ship to 23 knots and outran the pirates. Plus, and this was brilliant, the entire Leibowitz clan of Boca Raton, there for a bar mitzvah, hurled stale dinner rolls from the buffet. And Isaac, the bartender, tossed Molotov cocktails.
The Pacific Princess is outrunning you. That's bad.
Yeah. I think if the Pacific Princess is off the coast of Yemen, that's worse for the Pacific Princess, but that's another story. Captain Steubing's been drinking again,
exactly,
apparently.
Yeah.
Here is your next limerick.
Has your can of beluga gone stale? Try a dish with a slight slimy trail. You like things without legs that have thousands of eggs? Take it slow with the offspring of...
Snail.
Snail, yes. Very good. Caviar? You're serving caviar? Oh, please, that's so risque. Try the new taste sensation for jaded gourmets, snail slime. The French company De Jager is now offering snail caviar, which they've created with the help of 60,000 snails who live in pens, eat vegetation and cereal, and work overtime creating the oh-so-tempting slime and eggs. The snail caviar has, quote, a delicate flavor with surprising sensations, says De Jager. They also say, quote, let your mouth experience the sensation of a walk in the forest after the rain, mushrooms and oak leaf flavors, the scent of humid moss peat. Or, if you are strapped for cash, you can just head for the closest wet sidewalk and start licking. All right, here is your last limerick.
At a time when my kids try their best, on their blank minds, your brand gets impressed. Since copying funds have been cut down to none, I would like you to sponsor this.
Oh. I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I don't.
Rhymes with best or impressed? Something kids
Mess.
Do? No, how about, I'll give it to you since you've already won, how about test?
Oh.
Yeah, sponsor a test. California calculus teacher Tom Farber had a big problem. His school district was cutting his funds. So Farber began selling ads on his test papers. The quiz goes for $10. A chapter test is $20. A semester final, $30. So far, business is booming. He's raised $350, and his semester final is sold out. A few ads are from local businesses. Most are from parents writing inspirational messages to their kids, which has led to an even more lucrative side business for Farber. For $25, students get a guarantee that the embarrassing good luck, Billy, kissy, kissy, mom message will never see the light of day.
It's got to be embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine a lot of the ads are for test prep centers. And
really?
Things like that.
Yeah. You would be doing better right now if you had called us.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So they finally found their way in.
Yeah. So could you buy an ad and, like, put the answers in?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
Or is it built into the test? Like if Dougie has 2 6-packs and a pack of smokes, and
ooh,
he gives
purchased
away,
ooh, at Down at Jones Convenience.
That's great product placement.
Yeah, product placement.
I'm convinced that
kids won't fall for that.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Christine do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. Christine had 2 correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Well done.
Yay, thank
Congratulations.
You.
Congratulations.